What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another waifu synthetic companion video. Now, this article is a combination of two articles about the same guy. However, he makes a spectacular point. And I'm also going to talk very quickly about the viral video of the beluga whale who was sitting around crying about, oh, I need hugs. Oh, I'm touch starved. Oh, the comments on that TikTok from the guys were absolutely brutal, just the way they needed to be. But I'm going to talk about that after I'm done with this article. Now, the first article was published in 2022 in August. The second article was actually updated on the 6th of April. Man in relationship with a synthetic doll boasts, quote unquote, I don't give a fuck what people think. Bravo. Bravo. And the fact that he's a black man with his face out there in public. Oh, you know how this is going to go down, gentlemen. You know how this is going to go. A bloke who is in a relationship with an artificial intelligence, human-sized synthetic companion has said that he does not give a fuck what people think of the romance, despite some of his pals ditching him. Now, of course, once again, him being a black man, he decided to step outside of the black box. Shout out to the LOM for coming up with that term, for coining that series. But yeah, black men are never supposed to step out of the black box. Anything you do, oh, we need to go ahead and take your black card away. Hell, I gave my black card away a long time ago. Alexander Stokes from North Carolina is in a relationship with a synthetic companion that he calls Mimi and says that over the course of the 2-year romance, he has watched his friendship circle dwindle. Good. The trash took itself out. Despite this, Alexander said on Instagram, quote unquote, this is actually me in a highly hashtag taboo lifestyle saying hashtag I don't give a fuck what you think about what brings me happiness. There you go. There you go. See, that's one of the open yet hidden secrets of the black community. Happiness, nah, mm-mm. Everything has to be about struggle, strife, and drama. Quote unquote, if you are confused about who you are, no amount of looking down on others will help you find you. That right there is a very powerful statement. Think about it. Misery loves company. far too many people in this society are so miserable that all they want to do is be like crabs in a bucket. Hey, I'm in this bucket. I'm miserable. I'm going to drag everybody else I can down here with me. He wrote this message alongside a compilation video of cute selfies of him and Mimi together. However, he previously told the Star that the relationship has affected, quote unquote, his once colorful social life. The 37-year-old told the Daily Star that Mimi satisfies, quote unquote, his sexual urges, reduces anxiety, and boosts mental health. But there are negative effects too. I found that mostly all the resistance from my former social circles, I was very social, but support and understand from close family friends, he said. He gets support and understanding from his close family and friends. Good. The close people actually said, I'm not going to judge you as long as you're cool and it makes you happy. Hey, we're on board with it. He added, quote unquote, I can tell that the people I used to party and socialize with still stick to the popular stigma of it. Ah, yes. The good old stigma of the synthetic companion, i.e., you can't get women. Something's off about you. Let me ask you this question, gentlemen. Is it something off about you? Or do you realize just how crazy the world truly is and made a personal adjustment to the crazy world? Remember, gents, if you're in clown world, sometimes the best thing you can do is leave the circus. And I don't mean that way. I mean, put as much distance as you can between yourself and the circus. Quote unquote. I'm only assuming that they're thinking that I've given up on life or that I've fallen into some sort of spiral. Once again, something must be wrong with a man who has a synthetic companion. No, quite the opposite. Almost all have stopped speaking or seeking to socialize with me, but I suppose out of fear of having to face that or my synthetic companion. However, Alexander said that those closest to him have realized the positives that come from his 2-year relationship with Mimi. Quote unquote, my close family and friends knows it's the opposite to a spiral and that my life has improved in so many ways, he said, adding that his partner has helped him combat loneliness. Ah, that right there. That is a grand thing. To trust and believe. There are so many guys out here, in my humble opinion, who would benefit from having a synthetic companion. Once they get over the whole stigma, hey, your world will open up, options will open up, and believe it or not, the more positive side effect, you will actually be more comfortable around women. Why? Because the energy, that thirsty energy that women could pick up, if you have a synthetic companion, guess what? You're like, I have my perfect representation of what I truly desire available at all times. The meatbag women, they can't compete. Mimi is a combination of artificial intelligence and also a quote unquote synthetic companion. Who coined that term? The AI revolution is set to change everything about the way we study, communicate, and do business. Now, this is from the updated article, so I'm just going to read just a little bit of that. But he says that AI developers are overlooking the most basic human need, companionship. He said, quote unquote, in all the problems we face around the world in 2023, he says we can't solve the obvious ones. Well, I don't think AI is really going to be able to solve this problem. This is a human problem. So until things shift to where humans actually go back in their thinking to a more stable time, that's not going to be a problem that's going to be solved anytime soon. People are suffering with loneliness and depression. Let's get started now and take it slow with AI technology by solving an immediate problem with a simple yet complex solution. Well, that's pretty much the articles in a nutshell. Now, let me talk about this viral video from TikTok of the big woman talking about, oh, she is so touch-starved. She hasn't had hugs. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, that comment section was lit. It truly was. The guys in there were showing no mercy. They were telling her, essentially, yeah, welcome to the world of men. However, when men have talked about their relationship woes, oh, it's your fault. Something's wrong with you. You need to do better. You need to get your money up. You need to improve. Blah, 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 blah. There is no sympathy for men who are saying, hey, we're having relationship problems. Oh, you're just an incel. It's so easy to throw those men to the side. Now we got this woman out here talking about, oh, I haven't been touched. I need hugs. No one fucking cares. However, gentlemen, we have to thank God for social media, TikTok in particular. Why? Because in my humble opinion, TikTok has literally become the online mental asylum. Yeah, it truly has. TikTok has shown men just how batshit crazy the vast majority of women are. Gentlemen, you just have to sit back, watch them talk, and they will eventually reveal themselves. Now, let's take that woman. Let's take this man. This man decided to do something about it. Hey, unconventional method for a conventional problem. He said it in his article, combating depression and loneliness. That's what his synthetic companion did for him. And he became better because of it. Now, this woman and women like her, what do? They jump online. They jump on TikTok. Why? Because they want that sympathy. Oh, I'm a victim. Oh, woe is me. No, that woman's case, only thing I got from that was the men that she wants don't want her. That's all. Nothing but virtue signaling. Period. However, I'm going to reiterate this. Men are told they need to do everything under the sun to improve themselves, and there's no sympathy. A man could go through a soul-crushing divorce, have all of his assets taken from him, his kids and everything. But can he get online and talk about it to the general public at least? No. People will still say it's his fault. But more and more women, only thing they're doing is exposing their outright mental instability. And those types of women you want to be on the lookout for. That way you can say, if a woman that I'm interested in is acting like her, yep, red flag, time to leave. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the articles, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. And to all of my fellow synthetic companion owners, leave in the comment section how your synthetic companion helped you in your life, if you so desire. But with that being said, women around the world, particularly you women who want to jump online and try to gain sympathy, understand this. The power you think you have from trying to broadcast your quote unquote woes and get sympathy without actually doing something to help your problem, that's going to go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to cape for you on a large basis and say, oh, it's okay, you know, you're beautiful queen and all that stuff, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, once again, the comment section, yeah, guys were letting her have it. They told her, in a sense, welcome to the lonely world of men. Get over it. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.